Authority, the power or right to give orders, make decisions, and enforce obedience. We have the authority that the Father gave Jesus. We have been given the keys of the kingdom. Matthew 16:19. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Jesus taught us to pray, Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. His obedience to the Father and completion of the work he was sent to do earned him all power in heaven and in earth. The truth is that the kingdom has come as a result of Jesus' finished work. The outpouring of the Holy Spirit was to include us in the administration of the kingdom. Proverbs 29:2 says, When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked bear rule, the people mourn. Matthew 7:29. For he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Matthew 8:8-10. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, Go, and he goeth, and to another, Come, and he cometh, and to my servant, Do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled, and said unto them that followed, Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. Mark 1:22. And they were astonished at his doctrine. For he taught them as one that had authority and not as the scribes. Mark 1:27. And they were all amazed, insomuch that they questioned among themselves, saying, What thing is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority commandeth he even the unclean spirits, and they do obey him. Mark 13:34. For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house, and gave authority to his servants and to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch. Luke 4:36. And they were all amazed and spake among themselves, saying, What a word is this! For with authority and power he commandeth the unclean spirits, and they come out. Luke 9:1. Then he called his 12 disciples together, and gave them power and authority over all devils, and to cure diseases. 2 Corinthians 10:8. For though I should boast somewhat more of our authority, which the Lord has given us for edification, and not for your destruction, I should not be ashamed. Titus 2:15. These things speak, and exhort, and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. What happened when Jesus gave authority to the disciples? Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. He sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Luke 10:1-2. Jesus' commission to the disciples was a preview of his commission to the church after his resurrection. From the time of Adam's sin in the garden, Satan had been the god of this world, and men were locked in the bondage of his oppression. Satan had never seen anyone like Jesus before, who was easily spoiling his house and setting the captives free. Satan was unable to tempt Jesus to sin, which would ultimately spell doom for the prince of the power of the air. When Satan saw Jesus' disciples, mere men, demonstrating the same power over demons and sickness, the scriptures say the following. Then the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. And he said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Luke 10:17-18. What did Jesus mean by his statement that he saw Satan fall? The Greek word for fall means to descend from a higher place to a lower. to fall prostrate, to lose authority, no longer have force, to be cast down from a state of prosperity. Can you imagine the upheaval in the world of darkness when mere men began to spoil the house of Satan? His own position before God as the accuser of the brethren was shaken. His grip on the keys of hell and death were loosened. His authority to oppress and make sick, weak, and poor was mortally wounded. We know that on the cross, Jesus dealt the final death blow to Satan and the powers of darkness. He disarmed principalities and powers and triumphed over them. He has now delegated all authority and power to his church. We have the power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy. The next time you feel you are facing the power of darkness, realize that you are facing a defeated enemy. See Satan prostrate before you with no authority and no force. You are more than a conqueror through him who loves you. Romans 8:37.